hiatus under the lights before Liverpool play their Champions League semi-final second leg away in Villarreal. And Jurgen Klopp and Trent Alexander-Arnold were speaking to the media earlier, and we'll do a bit of reaction to that, just like we do on the team talk, which I usually host. And joining me to do so will be Neil Atkinson, Ian Ryan and Amelia Bonner, three lovely guests for this show today to talk about a Champions League semi-final, Neil. And it's funny, isn't it? You sort of... you dream of these occasions, I think, when you know, when you're going through all the bad years of supporting Liverpool Football Club, all those dark times, all those halcyon years of supporting the Reds, and then there's Champions League semi-finals on the horizon, and we're all just taking it in our stride, and acting like this is the sort of thing we do every week.
We are a little, I think, within that though, genuinely, you want to talk about dark times. 12 months ago wasn't great, was it?
No.
And that's both sort of societally, but also, you know, there was still major questions as to whether or not Liverpool would actually be back in this competition. And I think that's worth bearing in mind, and amongst all of this, that this is, you know, it isn't the mighty super club Liverpool who get to glide through European competition, which is what they've done this season. The graft arguably comes from midway through last March and goes right the way through to the end of the season. And they worked for what they've got now then. They've still got to work for it at an unbelievable level, but they've worked for it for themselves and they've worked for it for us. And when you mentioned before the manager in his press conference, him repeatedly, I think, trying to make the point around Champions League semi-finals are amongst the biggest matches you can ever play in, I think it's really, really important. And it shouldn't be taken for granted. I think the nature of the scoreline means that people might do a little bit. The nature of the opponent obviously plays a part. The idea that if I say it's not a real place, I'm not meaning to be harsh. What I mean is that, you know, for instance, if Liverpool were going to Ajax and it was Amsterdam, then it'd feel a little bit different. The fact that it is a small-ish Spanish, well, a large Spanish town or a small Spanish city, depending on how you want to define these things.
It's got a cathedral, will be the official definition I'll use, Neil.
Exactly, I thought it might be.
more of this to come.
and all of that adds to this feeling of, is it or isn't it? You know, what? Where does it sit? Well, where it sits is you win this or you get a result in this and you're in a Champions League final, and that's what they've been in it for all the way through.